So you go around the vehicle from both sides. Sorry, I'm trying to mirror my camera here. From both sides, expecting to see this little kid. And what you actually see is a little wooden boat toy just laying on the floor with some little, like, miniature people on it. Just laying in the floor. No kid, no nothing. And at this point, I'm going to need everybody to make a sanity roll.
Yeah, I got 45.
Okay, so yeah, you pass. You're weirded out by this boat, but you have nerves of steel at this point, and everything's going to be okay, but it doesn't make any sense. Mr. Beige, how did you do?
Oh, I did terribly. I rolled like a 92. Ooh.
Okay.
So I failed.
So you are... If they look at you, they're going to notice that your hands are shaking. And you don't have a good line of sight on this pistol in your hand. You are a wreck right now. You are freaked out. Mr. Silver.
How much sanity do I lose?
How are you? I'll get there in a second.
Okay. My sanity is 55. I rolled a 75.
So you're pretty well in the same boat. Mr. Green is going to be steering the ship here, I think, for a few seconds. So you will both lose 2 sanity points. Mr. Green, you're good.
All right. I cannot afford to lose any sanity.
Okay. So, yeah. All you see is the wooden boat. You, Mr. Beige, Mr. Silver, freaking out. Mr. Green's like, yeah, I've seen this type of shit before.
Yeah, it's fine, guys. It's just a boat. Here, have another
thing. There's a kid here, now there's a boat. What happened?
I know. Where's it's
the
kid go? It doesn't make a lot of sense. I looked under the car. Kid's not there. I just I feel like maybe we're hungry. Let's get this job done. We'll go to Norm's Diner. I'm buying again. So
you hear Mr. Gray.
No, this is Mr. Gray. This is all fucked.
It's fucked. I agree.
Mr. Gray from back in the other room with Martina says, I think there's some food in here.
Interesting observation. Hold on, we're dealing with something. We're talking about eating afterwards.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that hungry.
Why don't you
right
go
now
find out what they have? Why don't you go write down a notebook exactly what they have and how much of it?
Fair enough.
Guys, what are we going to... So, like, okay, we have 2 dead bodies in this car. Now we just have to kind of get down to brass tacks, I think. Okay, we heard a baby cry. That was horribly scary. But let's just get the job done. Then the sooner we do, the sooner we're out of here, right?
I think you're underplaying this. It's not just 2 dead bodies. It's 2 decomposed dead bodies of guys we saw earlier.
I know.
Babies crying from nowhere and kids disappearing.
I just don't know what we can do about it.
We can get out of here.
We can get out of here?
This is... Tell me this isn't too much.
I mean, I'd like to get the loot and my, you know, sister-in-law.
You okay. Know, just I'm just saying, if things get weirder, we need to get out of here.
I hear you. We will save our life. What, Beige, talk to me.
There's no ghost kids and weirdly rotten bodies back in this room with the cars, all right? So that's where I'm going to be. That's where the loot is. That's where I'm paid to be hanging out right now. And I'm not leaving that spot unless I'm leaving with my cut.
I dig it. I agree. Let's just pretend like this didn't happen for now, right? I don't know.
Can I check how close to midnight are we? Like, I don't know if my character would be wearing a watch or something, but I think right now I'd want to know how long I have to stay in this building.
I agree.
At this point, it definitely feels like you've been here for a couple of hours, maybe an hour and a half. But when you look at your watch, it doesn't make any sense to you. It's only been about 25 minutes. And I need you to make another sanity roll, Mr. Silver.
Oh, Silver.
Oh, I should have looked.
Someone's going to stare into the Lovecraftian abyss pretty soon.
First rule of Call of Cthulhu, never look at anything. Because that's always going to cost you sanity.
I suppose a watch. What can my watch do? I rolled an 81, so I failed pretty bad.
It's an old time X.
And you're going to lose two more sanity points. If you lose any more sanity points, you will have a temporary bout of madness at my discretion.
Can these guys see him pretty freaked out?
Yeah, you guys see him look at his watch, and he looks up and looks back down at his watch, and it doesn't make any sense. He like moves his wrist in and out, like, and then you just see him like grab his head, shake it. And when he looks up, you can see like a tear coming down his cheek. Like he is messed up right now.
I'd be like, guys, how long have we been in here?
Hour and a half, maybe? Three. I don't know.
Yeah, a couple hours.
My watch says 20 minutes.
Well, your watch is fucking broken.
Yeah,
it's broken. A Casio. They don't break.
I don't know what it's
1988?
I love it.
Look at this hipster beige. Oh, God. Look, okay, you bought a hipster watch. It's from the 80s. It's not going to work in 2023. So your watch is just glitching, my man. You got to get one of those iPhone watches.
Any other time, yeah. But today, with all this stuff going on, and now my watch is messing up, something's going on here.
I feel like you're getting paranoid, man.
Let's just get back to the other room.
Yeah, let's...
It might just be this room.
Yeah. We should probably have some cigs, too. Here you guys go.
How many of these do you have? How many packs of cigarettes do you have right now?
I always bring 7 packs with me to these events.
Lucky number 7.
I thought you were bulky.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Beige. He gets it.
Okay. Yeah, I want to get out of this room with the car pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right. So you go back and you see the room with your vehicles. Mr. Gray and Martina are not in there.
What?
Do you see them anywhere? Or are they just totally gone?
Well, you see that let me bring the map up here again for everyone. You see that the little room closest to you guys by the stairwell, the door is cracked open and there's a light on inside. So,
all right, I want to cautiously and quietly sneak up to that door to peek through it without whoever might be in there noticing.
Okay. Make a stealth roll for me, Mr. Beige.
All right, let me see what my stealth is. All right, let's see. Oh, man, I am on a roll with terrible, terrible rolls. So clearly, like, you know, I'm trying to put on a brave face, but I am scared shitless right now. And so, like, my hand's shaking, and I'm walking up to this door, and I, like, drop my gun on accident and then kick it and it hits the wall and I pick it up and I'm like, fuck!
What the hell's going on?
Dude. In the commotion, you have managed to knock the door the rest of the way open and you see Mr. Gray and Martinez sitting at the table in this little kitchenette in this warehouse and they're just looking at you so confused by what just happened. And Mr. Gray says... You all right there?
I'm fine. What? Why would you even ask? What the hell are you doing?
I said there was food back here. You said, well, why don't you go ahead and have some? So I brought the gal in. We sit down at this table, and I'm having a granola bar. Is that a problem?
I guess not. I also didn't say have the food. I said, why don't you write down and give us a report and tell us what they have. Not sit back here and make a pig of yourself.
Fair enough, but when I saw it, there's several of them. There's plenty for everyone. There's
you have not done one ounce of work other than put us in harm's way. By
I offered to pick up and help you move the boxes, and then this happened. I offered to come down and go in the room with you guys. You told me to stay here and be weird.
We probably shouldn't have told him to be weird. That was maybe on us.
I feel like we don't have to tell him to be weird.
Yeah, right? I mean, it seems like he just is, you know?
Wait, but are you talking about Mr. Gray, or are you talking about me personally?
No, we're talking about Gray. Keeper's insane. All right, well, tell me this, and this is an important question. Do they have pudding in here?
Well, there's a little mini fridge. I didn't even look in it because there's some like bottled water that's out on the counter and I don't really like cold water. So I just took one of the room temperature waters with my granola bar. I didn't even look in the fridge.
This is an abandoned warehouse. Why would there be a working fridge and bottles of water?
Yeah.
And granola bars.
Maybe the boss set it up for us. I don't know. We had to hang out here for, you know, like 6 hours. Luckily,
the boss doesn't stock places.
Yeah, he's not a cutie pie. He's not going to like set granola bars and puddings out for us and stuff.
I don't know, but it's here. Maybe it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it tastes good. It's crunchy.
Look, if somebody uses this warehouse, you know, as a safe house or something, sure, you throw some bottles of water in there, maybe some granola bars. It doesn't go bad. It's there if you need it. Fine. No reason to get hung up on it.
I feel like we've had some weird luck with opening things up, but I feel compelled to look inside this refrigerator. I'm going to open up this refrigerator and see if there's any pudding.
I'm just going to close my eyes.
Yeah, right?
I don't want to know.
Steve, make a luck roll.
Okay. 34 or 44. Yo.
No pudding, man. I tried to throw you a bone. I didn't have pudding in my plans for this story. But I give you a chance. Yeah. Okay, so, no, you open the door and it's just a little refrigerator, man. There are some more bottles of water in there, but there's nothing else. There's a little note that says there's beer in the cabinet. I know you boys like it warm.
I know you boys like it warm. Is that what it said?
Who likes warm beer?
Yeah. I don't like
that's who.
Probably purple and red. They probably like warm beer.
Yeah, look how that worked out for them.
What kind of beer is in the cabinet?
That's a good question.
It's good. That's a good call.
It's Red Stag.
Red Stag.
Do I know that is the brand of beer that one of those guys likes?
Make an intelligence roll and see if you do.
Okay. Don't worry. I'm going to roll like a 98 or something. So this won't even matter. Hey, all right. I rolled a 35, which is...
Yeah, Bejo.
Yeah, that's enough for me to succeed. How about that?
So you remember flashing back to the last time that you had food or drinks with anybody else in this team besides the people in this room. And you remembered the big day when the boss gave you guys this job. And you remember seeing Red and Purple, sure enough, drinking Red Stag.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is their brand. So I guess it was left for them. But who would leave them, just them, specifically beer?
Mr. Silver, I would like for you to make an intelligence roll as well.
Ooh. Also, don't drink that beer, by the way.
No, good, definitely not.
Good advice.
Definitely not.
What is intelligence?
Top right, underneath the word dogs.
Oh, there we go. I was looking under skills. Oh, not bad. Intelligence is 60. I rolled a 22.
So you, as Mr. Bay says, it's definitely their brand. You remember someone else that drank Red Stag beer warm from another, like the very first job that you had with this group. And that was Mr. Black. Just a little thought that popped into your head. Mm-hmm. Who has still not arrived. And is not currently rotting in the car in the other room.
Okay.
At this point, as you guys are having your discussion on beer, Mr. Gray is going to stand up and say, you know, Green, I feel like we really got off on the wrong foot. Can we just, like, have a quick little private chat outside the room here? Let these guys have their waters or their beers or whatever. And I just want to get on the same page because there's a lot of weird shit going on right now.
I mean, I'm going to smoke.
That's fine.
Okay. Let's do it then.
Okay, Mr. Green. There's some weird shit going on here. And I don't like any of it. And I know you don't either. These guys are cracking. You seem to be holding yourself together. Like, I gotta be honest with you. And he pulls out his notebook. He says, look, I'm concerned about this team and whether we're going to make it through the night. I do some special work for the boss. He asked me to keep some notes, share some secrets, and I want you to have this just in case. And he hands you his notebook. And he nods at you and he walks away. Back to the kitchen.
Can I look through the notebook?
You can. So you open the notebook, and the first thing that you see are the words Dockside Dogs written at the top of the first page.
Dockside Dogs.
What follows after those words seems to be some sort of a script recounting everything that has happened so far. And you get to the bottom of the script and you realize that the lines you're reading say, Mr. Gray hands the notebook to Mr. Green and he begins reading, and the words he reads are Dockside Dogs, and then it starts repeating, like,
what?
You're reading, and now I need you to make another sanity roll.
Oh, mama and dada. Fuck. Ooh, 60.
That is a fail. And you are going to lose 3 points of sanity from your maximum sanity. So you had 50, you now have 47, which makes it harder to pass that roll the next time.
Right.
And you're reading this notebook, you are realizing that it is basically writing itself. Like, it, you don't see it physically writing it, but the words are there describing in real time what is happening. To test this, you lift your left foot off the ground and you turn the page in the notebook, and somehow, while there shouldn't be enough pages, there's more pages. And sure enough, it says Mr. Green lifts his left foot off the ground. And you are losing your mind. You see Mr. Gray walk back into the kitchen area, and you go back to the kitchen area, or are you going to stay out here with your thoughts for a minute, or what's the plan?
I'm going to go back into the kitchen area.
Okay, so I'm going to bring everyone else back in. Everyone else is back in. And Mr. Green is visibly shaken. He walks in holding Mr. Gray's notebook.
Cool. While you guys were out, can I say something to Mr. Beige?
Yes.
I'm just going to say, you know who else liked this beer? Mr. Black. And he hasn't arrived yet.
Huh.
I don't know the two guys in the car that well, but me and Mr. Black, we did some jobs, we got on. If he is coming, I hope he doesn't get here.
Huh, so you think you can trust Black, huh, kid?
Hey, he was a friend of the boss's son. If I could trust anyone, it was Mr. Black.
All right.
Well, he wasn't going behind anyone's back.
All right, well, thanks.
Okay, so that happened while Green and Gray were outside, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So technically, Mr. Green, you didn't hear that.
Nope.
And the door opens, Mr. Green walks back in holding the notebook.
And he looks visibly shaken.
Gray's notebook.
He does.
You got Gray's notebook?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm.
You took it or he gave you it?
He gave it to me.
Where is he now? Is he still out there?
He, like, just walked off. I'm not exactly sure where he went.
He walked back into the room that you're in.
He's here with us. I'm confused. This notebook, how do I explain this to you guys? Everything that I read is something that happened a moment before, or exactly when it's happening. Does that make any sense to you? Probably not.
No, obviously that doesn't make sense. And where the hell is Mr. Gray?
I don't know exactly. He walked off, like I said. Something is wrong. He told me he's very concerned about us, our chances of making it to midnight. He thinks something is very wrong here. He gave me the notebook, said in case something happens to it, he wants, like, he's expecting something bad to happen to him. He gave me the notebook. He said he does special jobs for the boss. I don't know if we need to go into any further details about special jobs.
At this point, Mr. Green, could you remove your headphones for like 10 seconds and I'll give you a thumbs up?
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Silver, Mr. Beige, Mr. Gray does not exist. I'm telling you this as players, not as characters in this game. Your characters may or may not remember him. They probably do remember him, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, the things that have been happening. But Mr. Gray is not real, and he has not been in this game. Okay. Welcome back, Mr. Green.
Thank you.
Okay, as you were.
Can I say something to the keeper really quick? Keeper, is there a built-in bathroom break situation?
Oh, sure. We can take a quick bathroom break.
Is it everyone cool with that? I'll be back like 40 seconds.
Go for it.
He does these from his bathroom. Like, he doesn't want people to know that, but he does them from his bathroom.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I'm so confused about what my character knows. So Mr. Gray is not real, but he seems real to my character.
Well, he did, but he supposedly came back into the kitchen where you guys were, and he's not here. He didn't disappear to you, but he's not here.
Man, this is some Twin Peaks shit.
Wait, so
As players, you know. No, nope, nope. Mr. Green did. You did not. Mr. Gray does not exist. Your characters remember Mr. Gray being in the room before going out into the hallway with Mr. Green, but he has never come back in, and from this point forward, Mr. Gray does not exist.
I see. Okay. And then, so Mr. Green said that he saw Mr. Gray come back into this room.
Correct. After he gave him his personal notebook.
Okay. I think that was the disconnect for me, because Steve was saying something about him like walking off or something. It's like picturing him like leaving through the door, you know, just leaving the warehouse or something. Okay.
Right.
So does Mr. Gray still exist for Mr. Green?
Well, he's gone. He hasn't. He's.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay. Okay, so you have the notebook in your hand, and Mr. Gray's not in the room that you saw him walk into, but you're freaking out, and these guys are, you know, a little freaked out still from the whole situation earlier. Martina is still tied up and sitting in the chair, like kind of drinking a bottle of water, sort of, but, you know.
Okay. Can I speak to Martina?
Sure.
Let me see. He says Mr. Gray doesn't exist. You were in here with him, though. What did you speak about?
I don't know what you're talking about. Who?
The guy you were in here with before we all came in.
Well, you guys put me in here. You tied me up and put me in here and gave me a bottle of water.
I'm going to look at the other guys and just be like, what the fuck?
Man, I don't like this.
I don't like this either. Are you guys okay? You're starting to crack up?
And she's trying to get in our head, all right? Just fucking ignore the cop, all right? She's not going to give us useful advice.
Tell us again, what's in the notebook? He gave you his notebook, then vanished, I guess. What's in the notebook?
I'd talk about the notebook again. Well, it wrote down that, you know, there was a lot of notes about what we were doing. Detailed notes. Everything we said, everything we did, how we did it, the process, how we did it. It also, he told me that he was very concerned about our chances of making it to midnight. He said something was very wrong, that he did special jobs for the boss. And then, when he handed me the notebook, after he left, I opened it up, and it had written down everything that had just happened, including, it started off, Mr. Gray hands the notebook to Mr. Green. And then, from then on, it did everything. The book was writing as everything happened. I even lifted up my left leg, and as I did, it said, Mr. Green lifts up his left leg. It was still taking notes. You understand? If we open up that book right now, it's going to say exactly what I'm saying right now. Look for yourself. I'm not crazy. Here, Beige, take it. Look.
This is all bullshit. I'll take the notebook, and I'm going to take my Zippo. I'm going to try to light the notebook on fire.
I wouldn't do that. And Mr. Gray explicitly said that it's incredibly important that this notebook makes it out. Don't do it.
Did he say why? Please. Why is the notebook so important?
I will reluctantly close my Zippo.
All I know is, if you open the book, it's going to say exactly what is happening right now. Please look in it. One of you do.
I'll look.
Okay.
I'm going to regret this, I know, but I'm going to look.
Of course.
So, to everyone except for Mr. Green that would look into this notebook.
I'll look over his shoulder. We might as well just all do it as a team.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Mr. Green sees exactly what he's described, but Mr. Silver and Mr. Beige, when they look at the notebook, they see just a mess of scribbles and smudges, some intelligible words that just don't make any sense. It's not a narrative. It's not a story. It's somebody is like they're blindly writing while looking in the other direction. It doesn't make a lot of sense to you guys why this would be important, and it definitely isn't what Mr. Green has described. To either of you. You're worried about him.
Running. You're a lunatic.
No, it was doing it, I swear. Read from the very beginning.
Now is the time you're going to make a joke.
I'm not making a
all
joke.
All this stuff and you're going to mess around with a notebook.
I'm not messing around, I swear to God.
It doesn't look like the guy can even write.
The notebook's different now. That's all I'm going to say. It's different.
In the last 5 seconds, the notebook's different.
Look,
Mr. Beige, come on, man.
Forget about the damn notebook, all right? Like, yeah, you're seeing things. Okay? And that happens. That happens, right? People see things sometimes. You just need to calm down. Just have a bottle of water or whatever. And just forget about the damn notebook. All right?
It's not real. Can I get one of those Marbreds? Can I have a Marbred? Sure.
Of course. Oh yeah, I'll give you a cigarette. I'll even light it for you.
Thank you.
A Marbred.
That's so good.
I was just like, you got a cigarette. Marbreds.
I got different brand.
Ooh. Well, you guys are having this discussion about the notebook. No one has noticed the incredibly stealthy Martina shuffle over from the table, grab Mr. Silver's pistol, look at everyone in the room as she puts the pistol up to her own head, and she says the words, "There's a rat in the kitchen," and pulls the trigger and blows her brains out right in front of you all. And I need all three of you to make a sanity roll.
All right.
What the fudge?